From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, August 27th. Coming up, Illinois is the first state that will require the teaching of Asian American history. We'll take a closer look at this new law in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. All Illinois teachers, school staff, and college students will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before September 5th, under a new mandate Governor J.B. Pritzker announced yesterday. As Hannah Meisel reports, the vaccine mandate will also apply to all Illinois healthcare workers.
Since early July, the coronavirus's more transmissible Delta variant has driven a surge in new COVID cases statewide, while the pace of Illinoisans getting their COVID shots has slowed to a crawl. Governor Pritzker says the vaccine mandates and his reinstatement of the state's mask mandate is the only way to prevent hospitals from getting overrun.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
Hospitals in the 20 counties that comprise Southern Illinois only had 6 ICU beds available as of Wednesday night, up from just 1 earlier this week. Deaths from COVID are also up significantly in the last few weeks, with more than 60 fatalities reported on Thursday. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The three Republicans running for Illinois governor used words like tyrant and dictator as they condemned Governor Pritzker's new mask and vaccine mandates. Former State Senator Paul Schimpf, in a statement from his campaign, called Pritzker, quote, a failed governor who believes he wields unlimited power.
It's clear right now that Governor Pritzker thinks that he has no limits whatsoever on his power when he declares an emergency. That is not how our system of government should work.
Businessman Gary Rabine says school employees should not be forced to get vaccinated, and State Senator Darren Bailey called on the governor to restore local control when it comes to fighting COVID-19. All three candidates called on Pritzker to engage with the state legislature, which is scheduled to meet next Tuesday. The indoor mask requirement follows guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The vaccine mandate comes after the FDA gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval earlier this week. The pandemic has changed the way we buy food and consume it. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more on how the availability of COVID-19 vaccines have changed perceptions on things like indoor dining and online grocery shopping.
A team at the University of Illinois has been tracking what they call food acquisition behaviors throughout the pandemic. Their most recent survey focused on vaccines. Are people more likely to go grocery shopping in person, for example, with vaccine availability? Researcher Brenna Ellison says yes. And in fact, results suggest in-person grocery shopping is here to stay.
While I feel like online grocery shopping has been predicted to grow and maybe replace brick-and-mortar stores, our results suggest that, at least on average, consumers really aren't willing to replace the in-person grocery shopping, at least not completely.
Ellison says the survey was conducted in March and that the Delta variant could be lowering people's risk tolerance levels. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
15. That's the number of open ICU beds in Region 6, according to the governor's office. Availability is shrinking due to the continued surge in patients being hospitalized with COVID-19. Region 6 covers 21 counties, 4 hospitals, and the VA hospital in Danville. Central and southern Illinois counties with lower vaccination rates are being hit the hardest. As of 2 p.m. Thursday, Region 5 in southern Illinois reported just 3% ICU availability, or just one bed. Still to come, Maureen McKinney takes a closer look at the new law in Illinois that requires schools to teach Asian American history. That story is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org. For stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois, another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. This summer, Illinois became the first state in the nation to require the teaching of Asian American history. Maureen McKinney looks at what will be taught next school year and what it means for people of Asian descent.
Mary Gabrielle Manching was one of a few Asian students at the Chicago High School where she recently graduated.
not even seeing that many people in my student body that I could relate to or I could share my culture experiences in of itself already felt discouraging and alienating.
And then there were the microaggressions, like the kids telling her her traditional Filipino lunch was weird, or assuming that she would always perform well academically just because she was Asian American. She remembers not hearing a word about Filipino history until there was a short paragraph in her high school world history book about how President William McKinley decided to colonize the Philippines because it was America's manifest destiny. With Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature on a new law, starting with the 2022-2023 school year, all public elementary and high schools will be required to offer a unit of study on Asian American history in the state, Midwest, and country. That includes contributions of Asian Americans advancing civil rights and achieving in several areas such as the arts, humanities, and sciences. Grace Pai is the executive director of the Chicago branch of Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
It is particularly urgent for our public schools to teach Asian American history now because of the stark rise in anti-Asian racism and xenophobia that we've seen.
Anti-Asian racism and xenophobia, she said, existed long before the COVID-19 pandemic.
Political rhetoric, scapegoating, really, I think, accelerated and intensified violence against our community.
In March, six Asian women were murdered in Atlanta spa shootings that killed eight people, and the group Stop Asian Pacific Islander Hate released a report that tracked more than 9,000 hate incidents in 2020 and so far in 2021 that included verbal harassment, physical assault, and civil rights violations. The teaching of history can dispel harmful stereotypes, said State Representative Jennifer Gong Gershowitz, a Glenview Democrat and third-generation Chinese-American who sponsored the law. She said, at its core, the law is about teaching empathy.
And it's about ensuring that Asian American stories are uplifted at a time of rising anti-Asian hate and violence. The root cause of discrimination is ignorance.
She said, education is the best tool to fight ignorance.
Learning about Asian American history has certainly helped me gain a deeper understanding of who I am and where I fit in the larger context of American history. And I knew nothing about Asian American history until law school when I studied the constitutionality of race-based immigration laws. I didn't know that the Chinese Exclusion Act existed.
Her grandparents came to the United States in the 1920s and faced discrimination and deportation under the Chinese Exclusion Act, which banned Chinese immigrants and was enacted in 1882. For over a decade, her grandparents lived in fear, she said, not knowing whether there would ultimately be a path to citizenship. For Gong Gershowitz, it was eye-opening and also painful.
It was earth-shattering for me to learn the truth about my family's experience. I had been told the fairy tale version.
Kristen Kazmarek is a history teacher at Hillcrest High School in the south suburbs of Chicago. She said it was a travesty that it took an act of law to compel the teaching of Asian American history.
Far too often, I feel that certain histories are often lost in the mix of things, and it's important that we continue to tell those stories and keep them alive.
I'm Maureen McKinney.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 90 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, Dana Cronin, and Maureen McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.